It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Royzen, M.D.
Hey, you're the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. We miss Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He'll be back soon. But Dr. Arthur Perry standing by 34 past the hour. He's ready to go. So between now and then, let's fill you in on some of the other top medical stories of the week. I thought, Dr. Mike, a couple of weeks ago, didn't we have a guest on about heartburn or acid reflux? Wasn't that one of our guests a few weeks ago?
It was.
Yeah, and I think there's a story here that may help some people with chronic acid reflux.
Right. There's a new device that is essentially a magnetic bracelet that's put around what we call the gastroesophageal junction. There's a muscle there, and it's put around that muscle and somehow helps keep it without being tight. I don't know why it's magnetic, but somehow keeps the acid in the stomach without causing as much difficulty as prior. So the prior attempts had been bands that were put around this, literally, if you will, bracelets, but firm bands. And they cause, because they have to be small enough, they cause a problem in swallowing and in digesting food and even in burping. And so this device was brought in to, in fact, improve on that. And seems to do that, although the data isn't really there, meaning out of the first, I think it was 300 patients tested with it, six had a real problem with the serious side effects, and four had the device removed, mainly because they had this problem of swallowing early on. By the way, if you make it 2 years, you do much better.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who would be the perfect candidate for somebody like this? A lot of people, some people, as you indicated, have used it and have had some problem with it, but it's probably not for everybody.
It clearly isn't for everybody, and it's not clear who should be the ones getting it. One of the problems with the protein pump inhibitor that is commonly known as the purple pill and its other pills like that, excuse me, and other pills like that, is that you develop bone thinning, most of those because you need acid to absorb certain of the minerals like calcium, and so that is a problem.
Give us some tips on how to breathe better, not only, all season, all the time. What are some easy things people can do to breathe a little bit more effectively?
Well, there's a routine or a regimen, and it's a three-part regimen. It was developed by the Cleveland Clinic's own doctor, who is a expert, Michael Benninger, who's chair of the Head and Neck Institute. So it first is clear your head, get steamy, rinse out your schnoz, and sleep smarter, and I'll come back to those. Two, transform your indoor air, which is make sure you get a clean filter and hydrate at night and a cool mist humidifier. And three, drink up, guzzle water, and just add ginger. So let's go back to these. One, get steamy. That is, step into a quick hot shower. The steam can loosen up congestion. Two, rinse out your schnoz, keeping your nose moist by using a drugstore saline spray every day, or what we call
Neti pot.
Neti pot. Thank you, Joe. I was all of a sudden, I was picturing and said, what the heck do I call that thing that I use?
I was waiting for you to say neti pot.
It was a senior moment there. Third one in the clear your head is sleep smarter, if you will. If you're allergic to your pillow, get a foam pillow. And make sure your neck stays angled at about 15 degrees so your nose is above your heart, and then gravity will let it decongest normally. Second, transform your indoor air. Use a humidifier or an air purifier with a HEPA filter. Leave windows cracked open during the day to circulate air and dilute allergens. Wash bedding on the hot cycle once a week. And encase your box springs mattresses in pillow covers that are either latex or 1 micron, so the bed bugs can't get the bed bugs poop doesn't get through to cause allergies.
Yeah.
Hydrate at night. Every time you exhale, moisture escapes from your nose and throat. So make sure you have water at night, even if you have to get up and get rid of it during the night. And use a cool mist humidifier. Why not a warm mist? Well, they can be drying over time and lead to nasal swelling, and also they can grow bacteria. So cold is better, and make sure you take care of the instructions to keep it germ-free, and then change your air filters every 6 months. And step three, make sure you're hydrated, guzzle water, and add ginger. It's an age-old remedy that really works. The compounds in the plant relax constricted airways, relieving congestion. Add it to syrups and stir fries or sip ginger tea. And that's how to breathe easier.
I religiously change our air filters in the furnace. That's pretty important, because not only for the effective, efficient operation of your furnace, but also, you know, for any allergens that may be in the air.
That's exactly right.
And I remember when I was sick there last month, he told me to use a neti pot. So I said, well, I don't really know how to use it. We have a neti pot. So I went to the YouTube video. Very interesting.
Ah, wasn't that a great YouTube video?
I had no idea what to do with a neti pot, and then I went to the YouTube video. I said, ooh, in one side, out the other.
It's a great video. That lady, I don't know if they've
the
still
lady.
Got the, yeah, I don't know if they've still got the one from the Oprah show when we first did it. But it was the first time, and we called her out of the audience, and she did it perfectly. No preparation at all.
I had to...
Is that the one you watched?
Yes, the lady, the infamous lady with the neti pot in one side and out the other. And I said to myself, really? That's possible to do that? But I guess it does. Your nose is set.
And did you do it?
Yes, I did. But I didn't show anybody. I needed some practice to do it.
No, but you're doing it every day.
Well, I'm not doing it now because I feel good.
Joe, you're supposed to do it when you feel good so you don't feel bad.
Okay, but my point being that when I saw it for the first time,
you can see, ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this, how much influence I have over my co-host.
But I did take your advice when I felt terrible. When I felt bad, I did it. But seeing that video, YouTube video of how to use a neti pot is like seeing Hoover Dam for the first time. It's like, whoa.
I like that phrase.
This is really interesting. Okay, give me a minute on this. Whether or not we get any medical savings from bariatric surgery, there's a study that disputes that. Is that true?
Well, the most interesting thing on this is obviously a lot of the work that showed savings from it came out last year in a set of studies, one of which was headed from the Cleveland Clinic. So obviously this one that shows no savings over, I think it's a 6-year period, I'm going to have to look at that a little bit to figure out how many years it is. But the one that showed no savings here is going to cause problems, because there are a lot of these surgeries being done. It was thought they get rid of diabetes and would save money. Obviously, one of the things that happens, and the argument was, well, it takes 10 years to show savings. Well, if it takes 10 years to show savings, no one's going to do it from a savings standpoint. But if it costs more every year and there's an upfront cost, the insurance companies are going to have a hard time justifying it. And so we're going to have to look very closely at the study and say, why is there more cost? Is it because these people are feeling so much better, they're doing other things like getting their knees and hips replaced, and then leading an active and much better life and much more productive at work? Or is this, they still have the same complications and it's a small percentage who are getting rid of the diabetes and keeping the diabetes at bay? And then you're going to have to say, why is this different than other people? So it'll be very interesting to find out. The story isn't done on this yet.
Straight Talk from the Docs, Dr. Arthur Perry, next. And you can't go away till you hear Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the second hour. Straight ahead, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.